And it's sponsored by Renaissance Dental Center. There is an accident right now, 45 southbound at Little York, blocking a right lane. Another one sitting on 290, heading inbound at Becker, also on the right lane. Is your company looking to stand out? Choose a benefits experience that stands out too. Renaissance partners with clients of every size for a smarter way to offer dental, vision, life, and disability insurance. Ask your broker about Renaissance or visit RenaissanceFamily.com. Showers this afternoon with a high of 88, 80 degrees right now from the TexanRoofing.com weather desk. I'm Maria Escobar, Sports Radio 610.
I think there are aggressive mistakes and times where, you know, a coverage warrants taking a shot, and we do that, and we make plays on them at times, and this time that corner made a great play on it. So I think the answer is both. I think there's times where you absolutely say, no, that was a poor decision, it can't happen again. And there's times where you understand that, you know, it was an aggressive decision that didn't work out in that instance for him.
Sean Ryan, the buzzing Sean Ryan on Deshaun Watson. We are into the 7 o'clock hour on a Football Friday. Kylie Wong will join us in studio at 8. Wade Smith is in at 9 o'clock this morning as well. All right, who's got the most pressure on Sunday? Is it O'Brien? Is it Deshaun Watson? Is it the defense as a whole? It feels to me right now like it's the defense, given how bad the Giants have been the last couple weeks, specifically with their offensive line, and how quickly Eli Manning is trying to throw the football.
So there's more pressure on the defense because they're the ones who are most capable of performing well?
Well, I think there's more pressure on the defense because do you trust the Texans to get out on the right side of the bed offensively? Do you actually think that they're going to come out of the game all guns blazing? No, I feel like they're going to have the same issues, take some time to get going. And I feel like the defense needs a takeaway or some sort of big play early on to give the Texans some sort of momentum. I don't trust the offense to open this game up well because they haven't done it in two games.
I'm just thinking about the whole world view here, where somehow the team, the side that is expected to do well is the one that has the most pressure on it. Like, you've just written the offense off so completely.
No.
Versus the Giants. The Giants' rush defense, by the way, is just atrocious. They're an abomination. I'm having a conversation with one of our listeners in the text line right now. I get annoyed at these points where people that don't watch the rest of the NFL think that the Texans are in this situation where they're the worst team in the league. They're obviously the worst team in the league. No, there are other bad football teams out there right now. The Bills are atrocious. Certain things that the Giants have done, including Eli Manning, are an abomination.
But to say they're one of the sloppiest teams, I think, in the league would be
accurate.
Yeah,
that's fine. But we're talking about, like, are they objectively the worst team in the NFL? No, they've actually done some good things. They've shot themselves in the foot very sloppily. And the Bills are sloppy as all get. The Bills are that.
They're not a team.
The
not
Bills
a real team.
Are a girl walking home at 8 in the morning who just doesn't give a damn. Like, who just has her makeup smeared all over her face.
Cardinals, just, too. The Bills and Cardinals should not be playing football.
So, anyway, I think they're. No, the pressure is on the offense. The pressure is completely on the offense. They've got two very viable wide receivers. They've got a young quarterback who should be one of the best quarterbacks in the league within the next couple years. And you flat out should be able to run all over the New York Giants. I'm saying should do all these things. I think the Texans, the biggest thing you have to worry about is Odell Beckham Jr. If you just simply nullify or limit Odell Beckham Jr., you should be able to handle everything else. I feel very good about the Texans' rush defense versus Saquon Barkley. If you're all that impressed by the name Saquon Barkley, again, I implore you to go back and watch the last couple games. You take away his 168-yard run that he had early on, and he's averaging about 2.1 yards per carry. Like, that's it, which you can't take away that 68-yard run. He's very capable of doing that. It's just that the pressure at this moment is on the offense to start looking more like the offense is supposed to look for the Texans.
And no doubt, and it's on Bill O'Brien as well, but I think defensively, I mean, the defense is the only thing facing a challenge in this one, right? Odell Beckham Jr., Saquon Barkley, who, you're right, hasn't done a whole lot other than the big run that he had, what was it, week 1? I mean, he hasn't done a whole lot thus far this season, but I think defensively, they need to start this game off strong just so that the offense can calm down or get whatever the hell is in their head early on in these games out of their system. Because I feel like, once again, they will come out of the gate slow just because we've seen it week 1 and week 2. And they're at full strength. I mean, that's what's crazy. The Texas defense wasn't even at full strength last week. It still had a pretty good performance.
Yeah.
I think I want a pick six. I want a strip sack. I want something that early on is going to take the ball away from the New York Giants and change the flow of the game.
It's frustrating me, honestly, as I have conversations with people who should be rightfully disappointed about the Texans being 0-2. And I'm disgusted with some of the things that they've done and the way they've entered these games ill-prepared to actually play football. But it's frustrating me that many people are trying to have arguments with me about how supposedly overall bad the Texans are, where they're clearly not watching the rest of the AFC. I look at this AFC and I look at the schedule for the Texans over the rest of the season. Even if the Texans played as sloppy as they have been playing, they will have competitive games in all except the Jaguars game and maybe the Eagles game at the end, depending on how Carson Wentz looks and whether their receivers and their defensive line get healthy again. There are a whole lot of bad football teams in the AFC. There's some bad football teams in the NFC. One of them is the New York Giants. Now, this is where I think the pressure is on the Texans defense, is in the pass rush. It's that if
they
you
get there.
The Cowboys were able to get, was it 6 or 7 sacks last week?
6.
Just running roughshod over this Giants offensive line. If you can't mount an effective pass rush versus Eli Manning, who doesn't get rid of the ball quickly and effectively like Tom Brady, and they're likely not going to run the same game plan as they did last week versus the Giants aren't going to run the same game plan as the Titans. You should be able to get that old man down on the turf and keep making him look like an old man. Eli Manning looks like a decrepit old man out there.
What do you think about Eric Flowers?
I don't know.
He's
awful. I've thought since he was a senior in college, since he was a rookie, that's a guy that got drafted because he's big. This was one of Coughlin's. Was that Coughlin's last year that they drafted Eric Flowers?
I think he was there.
I think that might have been his last year. If it was Coughlin especially was susceptible to taking guys that were just big behemoths and could move somewhat and think, okay, we can mold this guy into an offensive lineman, because he's out of that Parcells school of the planet theory. There are only so many large human beings walking the planet like that. I never saw it. I think from his rookie year, you looked at that dude and thought, that's the guy I want to pass rush. Like that guy can't move. He can't bend. He's just not a good offensive lineman, and he has remained as such. So JJ and Jadeveon might get into a fist fight on the sidelines arguing over who's going to line up over Eric Flowers.
And he's the right tackle for the Giants now. He was elsewhere, and they moved him there this offseason after declining his fifth-year option.
That's been a total disaster. And if you feel nervous or sort of in a glass case of emotion as a Texans fan, totally understandable. Here's what they're saying in New York. Sean Marash is the producer of the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. He was on In the Loop, and he had some very good things to say from a Houston standpoint about this Week 3 game.
It's going to be start warming up Kyle Loletta, and maybe the end of the Eli Manning era is officially time to brace, but it's not going to be when, boys. It is if. This team is dead and cooked after 2 weeks.
Already.
They can't block anybody, and even if they get things together, people haven't paid attention to the defensive problems. They don't have Eli Apple this week. Will Fuller, if you have him in fantasy, he should have 140 yards receiving. I am telling you, this team is so poorly constructed, and I used to be the biggest optimistic Giant fan in the world. Texan fans, get ready for a coming out party. You're going 1-2.
There you go. We're going 1-2. I'm in a weird state with this team, the Texans. I feel overall good about the talent and the young talent. And I don't think Deshaun's played that poorly, specifically last week. There have been obviously some big breakdowns like the last play. And I'll actually even forgive him now 5 days later for the interception. The last play of the game is not really forgivable. But I think that Deshaun was throwing the ball pretty well. I don't know if I fully trust them in terms of coaching decisions, being ready to play.
Oh, of course not.
And also just the overall coaching right now, I think, has been a significant weakness through 2 weeks, and I hope that changes on Sunday, especially because Pat Shurmur is a guy who, at this moment, I have no specific reason to believe is going to be a good head coach yet.
You guys think you're frustrated over those couple of screen passes, which were likely just Deshaun Watson decisions, by the way, at the end of the game last week. They threw, I don't know how many screens they threw to Saquon Barkley. This is the Texans this week. What they need to worry about with Saquon Barkley is not whether he can run it up the middle, because they're probably not going to try to run it up the middle all that much versus the Texans. They try to get the ball to him in space by throwing screens to him, screen after screen after screen. So it comes down to your defensive backs and your linebackers to really rally and come up. And make a tackle versus a really big dude that when he gets moving is very scary. But Saquon Barkley has been largely a non-factor. Other than that 68-yard run he had in week one, he gets bottled up pretty quickly and easily because the supporting cast around him is bad. So if the Texans let Saquon Barkley have his coming out party behind that pathetic offensive line, then yeah, they've really spit the bit on this. And that would be an abject disappointment to me. I expect the Texans defense to play well, as they have for the first 2 weeks of the season. I don't know what to expect from the offense. I don't know what version of the Texans offense we're going
to
see.
I want them to bomb it to Will Fuller. I feel like the Giants defense is lacking speed. If Tavon Austin, who has been useless for his entire career, is somehow a weapon against the New York Giants, that's all I can think of, is that that defense doesn't have any speed whatsoever. So bomb it deep to Will Fuller. Use gadget plays with him. Use whatever speed you do have in this game. See what it gets you.
You gotta win this game. I mean, you have to win this game. O'Brien got a 4-year contract extension. He got his guy as GM. They signed Tyrann Mathieu. Like you gotta win this
game.
You've
got the quarterback that you finally want.
Yes,
year
your quarterback.
Year after year of shuffling guys in and out, and I'm not as quick to excuse the quarterback shuffling with mere injuries the way other people do. Because when you point to the extreme number of quarterbacks, a lot of that's based on injury. But I'll go all the way back to replacing Ryan Fitzpatrick with Brian Hoyer. That's still unforgivable in my opinion, just because why did they want Brian Hoyer in here? Because he knows the vaunted scheme. That somehow knowledge of the scheme. Oh my gosh. Oh my, hey. Quarterbacks and natural ability are nice, but nothing like a scheme. There's a scheme, and I'm not a huge Ryan Fitzpatrick fan. These last 2 weeks, notwithstanding, he got benched that year before. But how much of that was because of Bill O'Brien versus Ryan Fitzpatrick himself?
Yeah, he had the blinders on when it came to certain quarterbacks, particularly Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
That was obviously an issue. And even if those guys had stayed healthy, it's not like you would have been in a good situation at quarterback. I mean, like, yeah, almost all those guys except for Brock ended up getting hurt. But let's say they had stay healthy, you still wouldn't have been in a good situation either.